disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. Again, something to note, something to consider, something to understand is reality. Now, according to fatherhood.org and Barna Research, nearly 25 million children in the U.S. live without a father. That is staggering. No father in the home. 85% of youths in prison come from fatherless homes. The impact that this has on these children is devastating. Fatherless homes is directly linked to higher rates of juvenile delinquency, school dropouts, youth incarceration, and many other issues. 71% of high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 60% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. Philosophy and the world's view of fatherhood is directly opposed to biblical principle, the truth of God's word, and the importance of fathers being present and participating in the lives of their children. If you don't have a father in the home, and in particular a God-fearing, Jesus-loving father in the home, then you and your children are following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, and you're operating in a state of self-destruction by design. It is no coincidence. You are either following Christ or following the prince of the power of the air. There is no in-between. The world has innumerable opinions about what an earthly father should be, and they'll give them to you. But we can learn some valuable lessons on being an earthly father by looking at our perfect Father, our Heavenly Father, by looking at His attributes so that we may more closely reflect and resemble those attributes. those that we are trusting in.